Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will be your guide through this reading. Let's reflect on Seneca, on Providence 2. Why do many things turn out badly for good people? Why no evil can befall a good person, contraries cannot combine? So the pressure of adversity does not affect the mind of a brave person. For the mind of someone brave maintains its balance and throws its own complexion over all that takes place, because it is more powerful than any external circumstances. If we contrast this passage with the one we have read yesterday, from section 1 of On Providence, we get a good idea of the difference between Stoicism and Christianity. Both philosophies invoke an argument from design to arrive at the inference that there is a God and that the world works providentially. But when it comes to explaining why bad things happen to good people, we get a dramatic divergence. For Christians, the answer is basically to blame humanity. They raise the so-called free will defense against the problem of evil, claiming that evil in the world is the result of God giving us free will, and we in turn choose to do evil. This, of course, doesn't work for two reasons. First, there is no such thing as free will conceived in the Christian fashion, that is, independent of causality. Second, at best this move would explain human-caused evil, but not natural evils, like cancer, earthquakes, tsunamis, which presumably are God's invention. The Stoics were determinists, so the free will defense wasn't even a possibility for them, metaphysically speaking. But they go one step further than the Christians by denying the very existence of most evils. How is that possible? Because the only evil thing, according to the Stoics, is our own bad judgment or character. And that is under our control. We can work on it day by day. Everything else, famously, is at worst a dispreferred indifferent. It follows, then, that truly no evil can possibly happen to a good person. Stoic Meditations will be on hiatus for about 3 weeks. I will return with new reflections and Stoic wisdom during the third week of July. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic Meditation. If you like this podcast, please go to anchor.fm/Stoic Meditations. And click on the support button. Thank you.